Hello, my dear listeners. My name is Kishore Ganesh, and in this episode of the Vocal About Visuals podcast, I'll be reviewing a Christmas movie from Canada called Christmas with a View, starring Caitlin Leeb, Scott Cavaliero, Vivica A. Fox, among others. It is directed by Justin G. Dyke, and it very much belongs to the genre of a Hallmark Christmas film. Tis the season, so I figured I'll get into the mood by watching a few Hallmarky Christmas films. Out of that list, the first one was Christmas with a View. Now, for anyone who isn't familiar with this genre, you don't watch these kind of films expecting great craft or even a great story. You get what is a familiar template of a universe that's filled mostly, if not completely, with good people, and the main pair who just happen to be in two very different industries of work are single around Christmas, and us, the audience, is kinda expected to ship them to end up together. They have a very minor conflict that stops them from ending up together immediately, but it is one that is easily resolved, and by the end of the film, you get that happily ever after, or at least for the foreseeable future. And a main character in these films is Christmas, and the Christmas miracles that it promises, especially in the romance department. And in Christmas with a View, the twist in the template is that both of the leads are in the restaurant industry. They are both chefs, but the guy is a reality show winning superstar chef, and the girl is a small town chef with a lot of talent, but she's more of a restaurateur. And I should say, their romance and their story work for me. It felt warm and comforting, and the film was a no-stress watch. The film got the all-important mood right, and I think the fact that it also had this element of food around it, another favorite of mine, made it a rather enjoyable watch for me. The lead pair are both picture-book good-looking and charming. The guy is hoping not to just get love, but also a family in the film, and the supporting cast who make up that family are very charming too. And Christmas is supposed to be all about love in all its forms, isn't it? On top of this, they also very neatly wrap up the financial side of things for the lead pair, so ambition and support in all forms is also sorted. So yeah, what's not to like? Oh, one more thing. The guy who they end up beating is representing soulless capitalism, and the movie ends with small businesses winning. That's another feather in the cap. And finally, the character of the heroine's friend and her boyfriend, they also have a small arc in the film, and that's nicely done too. So on the whole, a very comforting watch if you are someone who doesn't think that all of this is too saccharine and doesn't mind the cliches and are not wired to find all these goody-goody things nauseating. Once again, my name is Kishore Ganesh. This is the Vocal About Visuals podcast, and thank you, my dear listeners, for your time and for listening. Please do give this podcast a follow on your preferred podcast platforms and on YouTube. Please do leave a like and comment your thoughts about these films. All these help the almighty YouTube algo gods. And finally, give me a follow on Twitter, Instagram, and on Threads at Podcast Plural, where I share links to my upcoming episodes and thoughts about films, TV, anime, and the world in general. Thank you.